Community Players presents The Addams Family, a show that's creepy and kooky, mysterious and spooky. And it's altogether ooky because Wednesday Addams is all grown up and in love. What follows is a grave crisis and the threat of change. Samantha Smith is the director of the show. It's her first for the theater. Smith says for her and for audiences, this is the right show at the right time. And it's all down to the characters.
I think they're very relatable. You know, the cracking the code on the Addams Family is basically, for me, noticing that there is really no such thing as normal. And that's what Charles Addams always said, too. And the Addams Family say that specifically in the play here. You know, if you feel like an outcast or if you feel like you are, you know, maybe suffering something, I think the Addams Family want you to know that you're not alone and know that whatever your darkness is and whatever you find that you enjoy, to not feel like you're left out. There's something for everyone. And the Addams Family really, they are very unique and they celebrate that.
So let's talk a bit about the plot. We have here a sort of guess who's coming to dinner plot with this play.
Yes, that's exactly right. And we have Wednesday Addams is now 18 years old and Pugsley is 11. So, you know, with that comes different life stages. And the same goes for Morticia and Gomez. They're in a different stage of their own lives. So when they're meeting the Beinekes, Lucas Beineke, Mal and Alice, for dinner, we see the total different sides of the spectrum as far as the two families. The Addams are very dark and celebrate that darkness, and the Beinekes are much more straightforward, average American family. So that storyline is pretty common, you know, even looking at The Birdcage or My Big Fat Greek Wedding, stories that, you know, show very different families coming together and celebrating each other's uniqueness.
They're normal people, not like you, not like me. Please, can't we be an average family? One normal night, that's all I want, that's all I need from you. One normal house without a mouse to feed a plant or two.
You must. This play, of course, you're going to have very unique characters and a very unique set. So can we talk a bit about the production design?
Yes. With the set, you know, Chris Turvin is our set designer, and he's done a fabulous job of making sure that we have some great playable space.
Yeah, you've got a lot of levels going on here.
And it does help to kind of signify the various floors on the Addams Family Mansion. And then we've got different set pieces that pay homage to the Addams Family in different ways that you might have known them or other people in the audience might have known them. For instance, just as of late yesterday, a Morticia chair, so to speak, a peacock chair, is up there that you're looking at now. So those kind of things are incorporated in the set to bring it to life for those in the audience. We wanted to make it so that the audience could feel like they could reach out and touch it, you know, very tactile, and extend as much of the set into the audience as possible with different pieces.
Well, the Addamses are unique characters. Why don't you tell me about the cast of actors who are going to be playing these interesting characters?
Yes, we've got Nick Benson, who's going to be Gomez, and we've got Callie Bundy, who's playing Morticia Addams. These are people that have done shows here before in the past for Players, and I'm just so excited to have all of our brilliant cast and crew involved in this production. We do have new people as well to Players or the stage, so we're excited to see them in there. And we've got people that, like Bruce Parrish, who is playing Fester Addams, who've been here many years.
You know, I love Gomez and Morticia so much. Mm-hmm. Tell me about their love story and what makes them so successful as a couple.
Absolutely. I also adore it myself. And it's one of those things that words aren't even necessary. It's almost a look of love in their eyes. And I loved trying to, you know, capture that, or were our efforts to capture that too. And the thing about Gomez and Morticia is, in the play you'll see, they try not to keep secrets from each other. And I think that's very noble for a relationship, is, you know, trying to keep that open line of communication going. And that's part of the plot of the story too. So you'll see how even their relationship is faced with tests and challenges, and like any relationship.
The wind that makes a window creak, the mist inside the word mystique, Morticia. The fluttering wings of bats in flight, those creepy crawly things at night, Morticia. The moment she is focused on you makes you feel alive. And after she is through, you hope you'll only just survive. Not unlike being stung by every bee inside the hive. Mortisha.
The score is very, you know, it's very fast-paced. It's got all sorts of different styles incorporated into it. Tango is in there as well, so you'll see tango, you'll hear tango music. Spanish flamenco is a huge influence on a certain, you know, several numbers. Andrew Lipa had done the music, and I had read that he tried to make each song specific to the character. So there are different elements of musical style relative to the character who's singing their song.
How are you going to pull off Thing, which is just a hand?
Well, that's a great question. We do have a prop Thing, so to speak, you know, that you'll see eventually.
Is it not a live Thing?
We do have a live version of that too. So, I mean, we have a specific answer to that is we do have stagehands that'll reach their hand out and perform different clicks, if you will, with their hand. And then we do have a prop hand for Thing at the end.
There's a lot of universal themes in the Addams Family musical, one of which is growing up. What is the musical trying to teach us about growing up?
As far as growing up goes, I think when I think about the Addams Family in this setting, at this time in their lives, they're going through these life stages, and sometimes those can be the scariest. You know, yes, they have a preference for the dark side of life and thunderstorms, and they look at things, you know, they flip normal upside down completely, and that's their comfort zone. But life stages such as meeting your daughter's fiance and their family, or secrets between lovers in a relationship, you know, those are things that can be just as dark and dangerous and scary. And I think that the Addams Family, you know, try to encompass that, you know, notion that if you move toward it, you know, you don't want to run away from it. That's what growing up is. I think you try to face your darkness.
It sounds like the overall tone of the play is spooky but touching.
Yes, very. I think so. Both hand in hand.
The Addams Family, as upside down as they are and unique as they are, they seem to have the secret to being a happy family. What is that secret?
I think the secret is that you don't have to be always happy to live a fulfilled life. If you're striving for happiness at every aspect, at every corner, at every inch of your day, it's kind of it's not reality, you know, and I think that the darkness is, it might sound strange, but it is truthfully when you have those moments of high and moments of low, that's kind of what the point of life is. If you can find your way through all of those moments and face them head on.
Move toward the darkness.
Move Toward the Darkness is our one of our songs at the very end of the act two, and it couldn't be a more truthful message for the audience, is that whatever you're facing, whatever crisis or pain you have, that, you know, you will find your, you know, your light at the end of it.
That's Samantha Smith, director of The Addams Family, opening July 11th and running through the 28th at Community Players Theater. The play is rated PG-13. I'm Laura Kennedy.